9KDX is mobile.
CMN Network.
Good morning, and NYOU. How you doing? I'm doing all right. How you doing? I'm pretty good. Did you go to Potato Creek yesterday? No, I was in La Porte tailgate ham fest. Oh, did they have food there? Oh, yeah. Pulled pork, baked beans, coleslaw, cookies, chips, drinks, $8 for the whole thing. That was good. Plus, all you can eat, it was just a one-time type of thing, huh? Yeah, it's the one-time thing, but still, I mean, you got full off of what you got. That's good. Know when the Port Ham Fest was, but I don't need to go because I've got everything ham I need, except for, occasionally I need a bag for a portable or something like that. Yeah, but you never know. It's nice to have some stuff as a backup, but it was a lot of fun. Of course, we were going to still stay a couple hours, when we started getting some thunder and that, we had to start packing up, because we were going to stay a couple more hours, the thunderstorm decided when we were going to leave.
So it was an outside thing.
Oh, yeah, tailgate, that's outside.
Oh, okay. I thought it was inside that old building.
No. This is outside at the tower site, at the 9-7 tower site, the concrete tower. So basically 35 and Schultz Road, so like on the west side of La Porte.
Okay, because I remember going there, and Bob was there, and his son was there, and you had your table next to them. I remember that.
Yeah, but now, that was the cabin fever. Now, the cabin fever's over at the fairgrounds where the train show usually is.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. Bob lately?
Do what?
To talk to Bob lately?
Yeah, I did. He's doing good.
Talk to Steven lately?
Who's that?
That's figures.
I don't know if we'll ever hear from him again.
Probably so. You ever hear from Ron Lula?
I talked to him last week, I don't know. I don't know if Ron's on today or not. If he's listening in.
About JC.
Man, I haven't talked to him in a little while. But I'm surprised Ron's not listening in. But no, I haven't talked to JC either. And I have you remember to get on their Thursday night net on 10.
Oh, okay. Thursday night? Okay.
Yeah, you remember. Because you got on it a few times. JC, he's usually net control. And then you have Tom and the other Steve. Whoever else. Sometimes I'm on there, too.
Steve, is he the one that works for Alex?
That one.
Yeah, that commercial that older lady, she cracks me up. She talks to her. She says, "Choose Alex because we care." talk so slow like that.
Well, remember, she's not a spring chicken either.
Yeah, I understand that. This is some of my stuff and then getting rid of it. I had paperwork for Johns Manville that was they're talking about 2019, 2020, and I threw a lot of that stuff out. And I've got to sell some stuff too. I've got some hubcaps I took off of some of my previous cars, and I set them in the garage and did nothing but put them. So I'm going to take that stuff and sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
All righty.
I got hubcaps from the Chevy Celerity that I had, and this on the last car, the Mercury Chaser, so I could make maybe 60, 80 bucks to sell those hubcaps, because hubcaps are not cheap.
Yeah, just remember, though, it all depends on how much the person wants to buy it for. That's the only thing. And be careful selling stuff on there, especially having them come out to your house.
I sold stuff on that before, and then I meet him at Tut Library parking lot.
Oh, okay.
And I bought some. One time, last year, I left a flying field, and I went up to Niles, and I met a guy at a 7-Eleven type place, and I bought some change from him. That's been about a year or 2 years ago. I gave a lot of books to my pastor, too, so I'm starting to lighten up a bit.
All righty.
Don't need all the books that I've already read.
Yeah, but you might want to read them again, or at least some of them.
Well, I still got some books that I might read again, but why have so many of them when you can get rid of them?
All righty.
Okay, so here on Kern Road, gasoline is $3.59.
At the Phillips or McClure's?
Both.
Oh, okay.
See what it is in Lakeville. I ran like 3 or 4 days in a row. I ran 3 days in a row, maybe four, something like that. The IRGC, too, we got some of them.
Alrighty.
You can continue to bomb in every night. That song, Bomb, 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 Iraq.
Yeah, I remember.
Now, we need to bomb them on the radio. So, flying field, it'll be my turn to drive Tuesday.
Alrighty.
And then need the double bridges.
Alrighty.
Still a little bit of smoke from the Canadian fires. It's not bad, though, but you can see it far away, about a mile or so. But the weatherman's like, oh, it's going to be nice out there. You can see it. But what was it? I think it was Thursday. I opened up the doors to get the mail. You could smell it. Like, wow.
Okie dokie.
They said that Thursday it was equivalent, if you're outside for a half hour, it was equivalent to smoking 7 cigarettes.
I don't know, I didn't smell that much of it. It wasn't that bad.
Friday, I went to Vance Auto to get some stuff. And there's a guy there, he's kind of heavy, and he uses a cart to walk around in. And he's saying that he says it smells more like plastic and not forest fires. Thank you, that's what he said. by New Road, and you still can see the smoke somewhat.
Yeah, all right.
So past the guy who goes to my church, he's got all sorts of junk in his yard.
Okie dokie.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
KB9KBX, 9YOU. Venerda, 9YOU, clear. And 9YOU.
KB9KBX.
There you are, and I don't want to owe you.
Just left Aldi. I'm getting ready to go home. I identified whenever I got past Route 4.
Yeah, but I wasn't able to get to you right away. And maybe some other people might have wanted to also, but, you know, you shut it off and you never know.
All right. I still see that gas is higher at those two gas stations on Kern and 31, and in Lakeville and then here in South Bend, the gasoline price is lower. So those two particular gas stations there still have high prices.
Yeah, I figured.
It's all about money.
Yep.
Money, money, money. That's all it's about. If they can gouge us for one more penny, they'll do it.
That's true.
I've got to cut my sister's grass this week. I'll probably do half of it Wednesday and half of it Thursday, because there's a lot to do there, so it's easier on my body if I do half and half.
And that'll work.
Yep, it will. I have been going to all these lot more instead of Kroger's. Kroger's, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've been in Kroger's.
Yeah, they're not cheap like they used to be.
Well, Martin's just more than what they are, though. But yeah, I understand. But yeah, Aldi's is the place to go, really.
Yeah, but if you go online and get their ads, you know, you just got to watch their ads because sometimes, depending on what you're looking for, Meijer might be cheaper than everybody. Well, maybe with the exception for Aldi, but you know, it just depends. So you just got to look at the ads and see where the discounts are.
Yeah, true. But to me, it's easier just to go to Aldi's and get it done. Trappy Joe's last week, and Brandon got these buns. They were really small by Bunny Bakery. Really small buns, and it's like, wow. And they were a little bit smashed. And it's like, okay, so I got some real buns today, some big ones.
All righty.
I didn't like those small buns. It's like, wow, I can eat three or four of them.
Yeah, or improvise. Two pieces of bread.
I actually like them on toast better. If you pick them up on bread, the bread guy gets all wrinkled up and you can't pick it up and the meat falls off. So I don't like it on bread, but I like it on toast or buns. I prefer toast, basically.
Yeah, alrighty.
Are you home?
Yeah, I am.
Right now, I'm running around doing errands.
And I'll probably be here in a little while.
CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, I might.
Okay. I know whenever I went grocery shopping with David and Alyssa, they drive about 10 miles to go to Meijer's from where they live at, and that's one of the cheaper places in their area. I don't think they have an Aldi up there.
Yeah.
For my grandson's first birthday party, the youngest one, Theodore.
Alrighty.
I believe he's a year old already.
I know. Where does time go?
Really? He's about 4 and a half now.
Oh, yeah.
Last time we was here, he says, "Papa Jim, can we go downstairs and see your choo-choo train?"
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm getting ready to pull down my alley, so I'll catch you later. NYOU, KB9, KBX.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, KB9, KBX, 9YOU.